सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
We have seen Lord has discussed about sattva, rajas and tamas, and the topic was started from the chapter 14 in which he discussed sattvic, rajasic, tamasic gati and sattvic, rajasic, tamasic sangha. This was in chapter 14. Then in chapter 17, Lord discussed sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, ahar, yagya, dan, tap and puja. Ahar, yagya, dan, tap and puja. So 5 plus 2, 7. In chapter 18, another 7 topics Lord has taken up. And we have already seen Tyaga, Jnana, Karma, Karta and Buddhi. So 5 we have already seen, so 7 plus 5, 12, 2 more remaining. One is Dhriti, another is Sukha. So Lord will tell about the 3 types of Dhriti and 3 types of Sukha. What is the purpose? Giving so much of detail, the purpose is only one. Lord wants all of us to follow the sattva. Sattvic gati, sattvic sang, sattvic karta, sattvic karma, sattvic tyag, sattvic buddhi, sattvic dhriti, sattvic sukh. Why? Because this sattvic karta, sattvic karma, sattvic buddhi, sattvic jnana, all this sattvic will take us to the liberation. So what is the purpose of giving us the detail of rajasic and tamasic? Only sattvic path should have shown? No. Lord gave us the rajasic and tamasic detail also so that we can check where we are. Are we in the tamasic path or the rajasic path? What will happen if I don't change? If we don't change, then rajasic and tamasic will take you to the next birth. You have to be reborn again. And the next birth may be human or may not be human, because the Lord has got 84 lakh types of bodies. And our vasanas determine which type of body we require. Lord guarantees one thing, whatever you desire, I will provide. If you want to become President of America, well, yeah, there are 100,000 people standing in the queue, you are 100,001, stand in the queue. One day you will become. But that is not going to give us the permanent sukh. The sattvic path will take us to the permanent sukh. We all want sukh, but the source of permanent sukh we don't know. So if you want to know the source of permanent sukh, which you can get without the object of the world, you don't need any object of the world for that sukh. You don't have to work for that sukh also. No karma, no action is needed. And that sukh is available 24 hours, 365 days, the rest of the life. Batao, would you not like to have a sukh like that? For which you don't have to strive also? No work? Kuch nahi karna hai. So what is to be done? Only you have to know. You have to know it is available. And it is available with us. It's not outside somewhere. It is within us. Okay, let us see what is the dhriti, three types of dhriti, because we all want that sukh. How you can get it?
Dhrityaya dharayate. Manapranendriya kriyaah. Yogena vyabhicharinya. Dhriti sa partha sattviki. Dhrityaya dharayate. Manapranendriya kriyaah. Yogena vyabhicharinya. Dhriti sa partha sattviki.
Gurudev writes about the dhriti in this section of three stanzas. Three stanzas means 34, 35 and 33, 34 and 35. Three stanzas, three slokas. We get a description of three types of fortitude, dhriti. There is no correct English equivalent for this word dhriti, even though steadiness, consistency, fortitude are some of the terms used by the great translators. Each one of them is incomplete without the others, and the one should admit that even all of them put together are but a shade less than the suggestions of the original dhriti in Sanskrit. So for our discussion, we will take it as a fortitude. Most of the translator have taken dhriti means the fortitude. What is this sattvic dhriti? Dhriti sa partha sattviki, that is sattvic dhriti. Dhriti means ability to hold on. We have seen earlier what is sattvic jnana. Seeing one in all is the sattvic jnana. And what is sattvic buddhi? Sattvic buddhi is deciding about the course of action for reaching or implementing that sattvic jnana. And dhriti is holding on to that path of action which is decided by the sattvic buddhi. Holding on to the course of action is dhriti. Sattvic buddhi will decide the course of action. Sattvic jnana will guide you which side to go. So according to the sattvic jnana, sattvic buddhi will decide the course of action, and dhriti means holding on to that course of action is called dhriti. Dhritya yaya dharayate, by that fortitude we hold on. Okay, I have decided to do this thing, I will do this thing. Abhyavicharinya. Abhyavicharinya means unchanging, not wavering. We change our decision many times. Moment an obstacle comes, we change the decision. It says, Abhyavicharinya, without changing. Once you fix the goal, here the Lord is talking about the goal of our life. Goal of human life is to know our true nature in this life itself. That is the goal. To reach that goal, you should have unwavering decision. No vyavicharni, no change. And by that he holds on the control. Controls what? He controls mana, prana, indriya, kriyaha. Kriyaha means the actions of mind, action of prana and indriya. By dhriti, he controls their activity. You see, all these three, they go always extrovert. Again and again they go out. Indriyas, they want to go out. mind also always wants to out. And the Atman is where? It is inside. So the sattvic sthiti controls mind, prana. Prana means the energy. We waste our energy outside in the world. The sattvic sthiti will control your mind, your energy, your senses. And then yogena. Yogena means yog comes from the yuj, to unite. Here unite means unite with the Lord. We say na karma yog, bhakti yog, jnana yog, all these yoga, they unite us. Unite us with the Lord. Yogena. Yogena means by samadhi, by a quiet mind, by a peaceful mind, you can reach that state. And this dhriti, you see, we need in our day-to-day life also. In day-to-day life also, this dhriti is needed. But achieving anything is needed. You see, even if you are learning swimming, you have gone into the tank for the first time. The width of the tank, let us say, is only 15 feet. And you have to go from this end to that end. And your own body length is 6 feet only. And you are in the middle of the tank, that means 15 minus 6 is equal to 9. You have crossed 4.5 feet. Only 4.5 feet you have to reach there. And at that time, your indriya, your hand and legs have become tired. The ability which keeps you on the path to continue to reach up to that end is dhriti. Your mind and senses, pranajar, energy is no more energy. But still you go on moving your hands to reach that end. This is called dhriti. Tesa kriya uch sastra marga pravritte dharyati. By samadhi and the constant training of mind, he focuses on the goal. What is the goal? Our goal is to reach that atma tattva. But therefore he controls what? He controls his mind, controls energy, he controls his senses. Unless you control them, you cannot come inside. You need all these three to reach there. In Gita also it is said, sanai sanai upramet buddhya dhriti grihit raya. Even if your mind goes out again and again, sanai sanai, again and again, you slowly bring back your mind by dhriti, by fortitude, by holding on. You know, oh buddhi, oh my mind, you should not go outside at this point of time. We have got an important work. I am going to tell you the source of all sukha. You always want sukha. You are always roaming outside. I am going to tell you about the source of sukha. Permanent sukha you will get. You listen to me for 10 to 15 minutes and defer all activities for that time. Gurudev writes, a dissipated individual who has drained off his energy through wrong thinking and false living shall discover no dhriti in himself. If you are tired, that means you have invested all your energy outside. Such a person has got no dhriti. In Vyavahar also we need dhriti, a soldier fighting in the battlefield. Even if he's wounded, he fights. Why? Kadam se kadam badhate chalo. They sing and they move forward. Dhriti, hold on. I have to reach my destination. So sattvic dhriti is very important to keep us on the path of spirituality. In cricket also, dhriti is needed. To hold on your crease. Suppose you have done century, now the batsman is tired. So he is giving four, he is trying to give to fielder, catch. Fielder is also tired, he also drops. Driti. But one person who is depressed, dejected, he has got no Driti. Once you are depressed or dejected, then there is no Driti. Such person has got no Driti. He can't hold on to his position. Whatever he decides, dejected, kya hoga? I am depressed. What is Rajasic? Driti, verse number 34.
Yaya tu dharma kamarthan. Dhritya dharayate Arjuna. Prasangena phalakanshi. Dhriti sa partha rajasi. Yaya tu dharma kamarthan. Dhriti sa partha rajasi.
This is Rajasi. Again and again I am telling, we should find out whether we are Rajasic or Tamasic. You will never judge others. If you are go on judging the others, then the trouble will start. Find out whether I am Rajasic or Tamasic, so that I can change my line, I come to the Sattvic. So if we are doing all this, then we have got a Rajasic Driti. What is Rajasic Driti? Yaya tu dharma kam arthan dhritya. If you are holding on to dharma, artha, kama. So there are four purusharth. Dharma, artha, kama. Dharma means do your duty in the righteous way. So you get merit, punya, artha, money also we need, unrighteously. And after that, kaman, desire, fulfill your desire. So the living should be right, your duty, you perform duty, as said in the scripture. Kartavya karma has to be done, duty is to be done, and duty is according to your varna and ashram and position in your society or in your company. In brahmacharya ashram, we are supposed to study. In grihastha ashram, we are supposed to purify our mind by righteously earning and fulfilling our desires. In vanaprastha, we should make our mind concentrated, single-pointed, withdraw from the world. And in sannyas, you get the atma-jnana, knowledge of the self. Similarly, Brahman duty is different, Kshatriya duty is different, Vaishya Sudra duties are different. It's going to come in chapter 18 only. What are the duties of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra? So according to your varna and ashram, duties are given. And according to your status in the society or in the company, duties are given. If you are a manager, you have got a different duties. If you are got a worker, then it is a different duty. So you do your duty in the righteous way, that is dharma, follow your dharma. Then earn righteously, artha, money is needed. But normally what we do, we give 16 hours for earning the money. I am telling about the Rajasic. Rajasic Dhriti means holding on to only these three. Lord has not said moksha here. There are four pursarth. Dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Lord is not saying about the moksha in Rajasic. Moksha is in the Sattvic. So if we are holding on to these three, dharma, artha and kaman, then Lord says, this is Rajasik. You see, for this also, brave person is required to hold on to this. Okay, I will do my duty, I will earn, and I will fulfill my desire. Dhriti is required here also. Suppose if you want to say, I want to become billionaire. Okay, you can become. Karo. I read in the newspaper there was one person, very ambitious, such as people, Rajasic people are very ambitious, you know. Very high goal they keep for their achievements. So one person was CEO of one IT industry company. And this person used to work 20 hours a day, 4 hours only sleeping, 4 hours. At the age of 45, died. Very Rajasic. 20 hours working. For what? Dharma, artha, kaman. And died without moksha. Khatam. Politicians. They are all Rajasic, you know. For the power and position, they will fight election. Haar gaya, now getting ready for the next election. Abhi nahi mila, aage pe milega. And they hold on to their chair. I am from Calcutta, we know Jyoti Basu. Even at the age of 80, people used to hold in, he can't walk and all that, but he's not leaving the chair. Holding on to the chief minister chair. In the newspaper, they will make the cartoon also. But still, Baraka doesn't come. They see every day in the newspaper, Meri photo aisa bana diya hai. But still, holding on. Rajasik dhriti. And what else? Prasangena phalakanchi. They are very ambitious, very ambitious. Phalakanchi, I want this, 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 this. A sattvic person is never phalakanchi. If you make a chart of these 14 items, you will find the sattvic person's quality is the one and same in all these 14. In the students also, they also have got a dhriti, but dhriti is there, they want to see movie. That dhriti is there in the student life. Sometimes they bunk classes and go for movie. It normally happens in that time, you know. When I was in Calcutta studying in St. Xavier's College, just opposite our college, one restaurant opened. So it was a new restaurant. The hour was the morning college, 6 to 9:30 or 10. So this restaurant wala also opens at 6. So and the student, instead of coming to the class, they will go there. And Father George used to be our principal, so he knew. So he will cross the road, he was a short gentleman, cross the road and will get all children from there, all students. Chalo, go to the class. You pay the bill, chalo. Ultimately that restaurant stopped. He has to close. Because every day Father Joris will go and collect all the students. And other than students, there is nobody patronizing that restaurant. What is tamasik dhriti?
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam.
Vishadam madamevacha.
Vishadam madamevacha.
Navimunchati durmedha.
Navimunchati durmedha.
Dhriti satamasimata.
Driti satam simrata
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam Vishadam madamevacha Navimunchati durmedha Driti satam simrata
Driti satam simrata In some of the reading you will find Driti sa partha tamasi Both are correct, same thing In the sattvic driti, we see, I hold on to the goal. Where the goal is mukti. Sattvic path takes us to the mukti. In the rajasic path, I am holding on to dharma, artha, kama, not moksha. Only three purusartha I am holding on. And the person is very energetic, very ambitious. In tamasic driti, it is ability to hold on, not to give up. Driti is still there. But it's the nature is just opposite. You see, dhairya and dhriti are different. Dhriti and dhairya are totally different. Dhairya means patience. Adhir, dhir means who has got a patience, dhairya. Adhir, those who don't have patience, like children, they are all adhir. They want instantly everything. Adhir. Even such adhir people, they pray to God, they will ask for, oh God, give me dhriti, dhairya, fortitude, but fast, patapat do, jaldi do. Monkey or adhir? You see, once a group of monkeys, they went to a mango grove, And they started plucking mangoes. The gardener saw, he started pelting the stones or with a stick. No, went away. So they called a meeting, what should be done? We want mango. And every time we go and this gardener throws a stone and drives away with the stick and all that. So they all decided, we should buy a land and plant mango trees. Unanimous decision. So they bought a land. They brought seed also. And they sowed the seed. Put the soil this in there. And they all sat around that. Every 5 minutes, kuch hua ki nahi, something is coming out or not. Adhir. Every 5 minutes. Then ultimately they said that nothing is happening. It's better let us go to the same place. Adhir. This is tamasik. Na bimunchati. He does not give up. This tamasik dhritipul will not give up. What? Swapnam. Swapnam here means sleep, nidra. Even after 8 hours of sleep, if you allow them, they will again go to sleep. Or if they come to the satsang, here also they will sleep. Tamasik dhriti. They don't want to give up the nidra. Or if they have seen a dream, in the waking state they will start thinking, daydreaming. Oh, in the dream I was Raja, now I am beggar. In Jagrit Avastha, in the waking state I am beggar. So still they are thinking about that I was Raja in dream. Bhayam. Bhayam, they think about the previous bad negative experience again and again. Bhai. Ask them what happened. He said, in the childhood, when I was coming home from the school, you know, I saw a ghost in a post. It was evening time, I was not able to see clearly. There was a stump only. Only a post. But I saw a ghost. Even after 30 years, they remember bhai, fear. Then soka, living in ignorance, they experience sok, past sorrows, they revisit again and again. Are ek bar dukh ho gaya, forget it abhi, khatam ho gaya, aage chalo. No. Many times we do. The things which have happened in the past, we remember again and again, and we become sorrowful again and again. Sokam, visad, dejected, sorrowful, unhappy. Such people, even while eating with others, sumptuous meal, visad, sorrowful. Are you, why you are sorrowful? You know, I am remembering that person cheated me. I sent him to bring one dish. I sent the servant to bring a dish from the restaurant. And he didn't come back after that. Mera 50 rupees leke bhag gaya servant. Are now it is the sumptuous meal. Why are you remembering the 50 rupees gone? No. These people want to remain in that visad, in the sorrow. Our Sant always says, Biti tai visarde aage ki sudliye. Whatever has happened, forget it. Now you proceed further. Mad evacha. Madam, mad means intoxication. I am great. Ko anyo asti sridisho maya. In chapter 16, people say, who is there like me? I am wealthy. I am born in a family, known family, for its lineage. Pata hai kon hai? I am Suryavansi. I am Chandravansi. I am once from the Rama or Krishna. Ko anyasti madam. Once a lion came out of the den, and you know how the lion moves with mud. So met a fox. Do you know who is the king of this forest? Oh, of course you, sir. Next, the lion met deer. Do you know who is the king? Of course you, sir. Third one was a dog. Do you know who is the king? Of course you, sir. Then the elephant. Do you know who is the king? The elephant grabbed the lion and hit it on the floor. The lion said, if you don't know the answer, why you are getting angry? You don't know the answer, who is the king? Okay, say, I don't know. But why are you getting angry? Na bimunchati dirmedha. He can't give up wrong, bad thoughts. I will take a revenge. This happens in many UP and Bihar families. They have got rivalry, Brahman and Sudra rivalries there. So sometimes the Brahman, they kill Sudra, and sometimes Sudra comes and they kill Brahman, Thakurs. And then after they remember, I have to take a revenge. Second generation, third generation, fourth generation, they will take revenge. This is Tamasik Triti. So why we all do this thing? For happiness. The next topic is Sukha. So Sukha is also of three types. What is this Sukha? Some say happiness is a feeling. Others say it is a state of mind. Some people say it is sensation. Senses? Yes. You see, if you have got itching, then what you do? You get Sukha if you start itching. This is sensation. Some say it is a state of mind. It is a feeling. Okay, good. But for different people, the source of happiness is different. For a scientist, happiness is in the lab. For a householder lady, kitchen. For a student, movie. Happiness is there, not in study. For some, it is fulfilled on desire. We become happy the moment the desire is fulfilled. And some get joy by helping others. Different ways. And for the ant, one grain of sugar gives joy. So Lord says, what is happiness? He says it is a state of complete being. Permanent happiness can be had only when you become complete being. It's not outside, it is inside. and there is no scarcity of that. It is infinite sukh there. Earlier I was telling you that this sukh is not based on any object, person and being. It's not like that it is available in America only, not in India. When we visit India, we become sorrowful. No. This sukh, this atma sukh, is permanently available with all of us. With all of us it is there. It is available. And for getting that, you don't have to do anything. But if you want to enjoy a sukh via object, then you have to work. If you want ice cream or pizza, pasta, first you have to earn. Then you go to the restaurant. Then you eat. You get sukh. But that sukh is temporary. Then again, after a few moments, another desire comes. You again become dukhi. But the atma sukh will give you permanent sukh. And for enjoying that sukh, you don't need any object, person and being. Kuch nahi chahiye. And that you have seen all Mahatmas. Even when they are there in the Himalayas where there are no facilities, they are happy. They are happy there. So this sukh is also three types, sattvic sukh, rajasic sukh and tamasic sukh. Beautifully Bhagwan has explained what is sattvic, what is rajasic, what is tamasic sukh. And with that, the topic of discussions of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic will end in sloka number 40, I think. So 36, 37, 38, 39 are regarding that sukha. We will take up in our next class.
Purnamidam, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnamevavasishyate, Om Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha.